Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. I'm praying I can get through this broadcast today. Hopefully, I can do it in one part. I've got to reveal some things, share some things with you guys concerning what's going on in my life. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, as always, give me the strength, the ability to get through this broadcast today. Thank you that you've already gone before me on this broadcast. Hallelujah. I thank you that no weapon formed against me will prosper. And I thank you right now for every listener that they will be also healed by this broadcast, delivered by this broadcast. Wisdom will be shown through this broadcast. And understanding will come and wisdom. Lord, I thank you so much in your precious name, Jesus. Well, you guys, it's been a couple of months. I had some, I couldn't even remember how to do my intro this now. So this is something that I've been waiting to say till I was ready to come on here with this broadcast. I know a lot of people have been celebrating with me through the last two broadcasts, the Golden Buzzer, and all the amazing things that has happened in my life. And this is amazing as well. It's just that, first of all, I want to thank everybody that was celebrating with me through the proposal. Everybody that was celebrating, everybody that was happy for me, everybody that was encouraged through it. I want to thank y'all. I thank y'all for just celebrating with me. Now I'm going to ask you guys to know that I'm okay. I'm no longer engaged. I was probably engaged about 3 weeks or so. And some of you that's listening probably called and congratulated me. And some I shared, some I did not, because it was just too much emotional stuff I had to go through. And I just thank the Lord for on November the 6th, he told me to start fasting, and I fasted until Thanksgiving, and many answers happened by the end of that 21-day fast. But all I'm going to say is, you know, I'm okay. I'm better than okay. I celebrated my birthday this weekend on the 27th. Had a celebration. I call it the Great Escape, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. But I just want to share that with y'all. The reason why I'm sharing that I'm no longer engaged, because it was done in a public setting. It was done at my job at the end of one of my events. It still was at least 400 or more people still in attendance, like I said, on the Golden Buzzer Part 2. So I'm publicly coming back and telling everyone I'm no longer engaged and I'm okay. Did I go through emotional stuff? I did. I had some great friends that was with me through this, and family. And I'm thankful for them. And I talked to a couple of my mentors, my main mentors, and my spiritual father. I talked to him and I was like, you know, how did this happen to me? Why did I not see it? And he used the scripture in Job. I didn't write it down, but it was one when Satan came to God and said, when he asked, what about your servant Job? And he said, yeah, but you have a hedge of protection about him. And so the testing came, and I was talking to another great friends of mine out in California. I was like, maybe I didn't pass the test. He was like, no, you passed the test. And one of the things that the Lord revealed to me, and I want to share this with you guys. When I was in school, high school and college, I did very well in school, but every test I took, I may not have got every answer correct, but I still graduated with honor roll. I still graduated in the upper 10% of my class. I still graduated with great accolades, right? So the Lord told me every test you may have some wrong answers, but that don't mean you didn't pass. That's for somebody that's listening right now. They're thinking that they're failing at certain things and failing at whatever. The other thing I want to talk about out of Job, like I said, I didn't write it down, was Job's friends. And Job's friends, in some instances in the scripture, some of them accused Job or that he did something wrong. They didn't really understand, but at the end they all did. And I did have some issues where there was some people that judged me. Some people didn't quite understand. I'm in counseling, so I understand about empathy. And I understand about sympathy, I understand about compassion. Empathy, you got to make sure you go. It's like I use the illustration of the fireman. He don't stand outside of the fire yelling at the people like, why is your house on fire? He goes in and get them out. That's what empathy is about. You have to go in that place where that person is to get them out. Don't yell at them. Don't judge them. Have empathy and get them out. And I want to share that with you guys because you never know what a person is going through. And I thank the Lord for the friends that I have, for family that helped me through. It was major emotional. It was traumatic. I had triggers. That's why it took so long for me to record. When y'all see me dancing on social media, I'm fighting for my life. Because I've been born to praise regardless of the situation or the circumstances. Or whatever has come at me. But no weapon formed against me will prosper. It may seem as if it's prospering, but it's not. So I have to go through certain things. And I go through them so I can come here, talk about them, tell you guys, even though I might be weeping, that I'm really good. Because I know, God has a plan for my life. I know that rejection is protection. Not that that's a scripture. I'm just saying my life has been that way. I know that God would make a way of escape. And that's why just on Friday, I had a great escape birthday celebration. My birthday on 12/27, but I did it on 12/26. And I did it. And I'm thankful for those that did come, that did understand, that was invited, that did come and understand that I have really been through a major storm. And I thank each and every one that did show up for me. I thank you. And invite everybody, but those who could come, thank you. I said, the great escape. In the scriptures in 1 Corinthians, I just want to share this one, probably another one too, whatever. God would make a way of escape. And it says that the way of escape in Corinthians 10:13, which promises that God is faithful and with every temptation provides a way out so you can endure it. Not to be overcome by sin and not to be tempted beyond what you can handle. This promise applies to escaping sin, not necessarily life difficulties, and involves recognizing temptations, commonality, trusting God's faithfulness, and actively taking the escape route he provides, often through prayer and scripture. The key to it is you have to take it. The escape is provided by God. God always makes a way out, given insight or strength, but you have to choose to take it. So like I said, the proposal was done at my job, in front of my colleagues, in front of my friends, in front of the staff. And so now coming back and talking to everybody about it, whoever the Lord allows me to talk to about it, you know, it could be somewhat humiliating. And it is. And it was. But God made a way of escape. So it was up to me to choose to take it. I'm not going to go into all the details because it's not necessary. Maybe one day I'll share some of my stuff. But right now, I'm talking about a way of escape. God will provide a way of escape no matter what you're in right now. It doesn't matter. God will provide a way of escape. If you see someone going through something, stop judging them. Stop being like Job's friends. Because we know what happened there. Read the word for yourself. Go to the book of Job. Read the entire book. I said earlier this year, and I wanted to finish this year out and do this last podcast of the year. Thank y'all so much for riding with me, rolling with me for 2025. I wanted to just go ahead and have the exclamation point on this year before I cross over to 2026, that this will be done and final, right? I said also earlier this year about the scripture in Ephesians 3. I still believe it. I still believe that what he's going to do in my life is going to be super abundantly more than I could think or ask. Pray for, hope for. I still believe it. I still believe it. Like I say, I'm doing okay. I was telling a friend of mine, at first when everything happened, I was going minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. Then week by week, now it's month by month. I had moments where I broke down and wept uncontrollably. You know, some of the whole issue, I'll share this with me, it was like, I wanted to be married so bad. Do y'all know, for those that's out there listening that's single, when you're desperate, it sends off a scent. And the aroma will draw the wrong type of person. I've been, you know, saying I've been, you know, living alone, like when I hit the 60 mark, I was like, okay, I'm ready. Now I'm 61. But what I just went through, I will wait for the one God has for me. But desperation, I'm telling you guys, sends off an aroma. And the fragrance would draw the wrong person, the wrong spirit or whatever. So I wanted to come and share what's been going on. Reason why I've been, it's been a few months, maybe since October, since I did a podcast episode, because I had to go through this, get strong enough to come on here and talk about it. Now I'm ready to talk about it. But the word of God is still true. Ephesians 3, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp of all saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, which is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depth of it, that you may really come to know practically through experience, hallelujah, for yourselves the love of Christ. See, I know through experience, okay? I know for a surety Christ loves me and loved me, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. See, you can't have just the knowledge and don't have the experience. What God just brought me out of, I had to have the experience to truly know who I am, to truly know what God has for me, to truly know purpose. That you may be filled through all your being until all the fullness of God may have the richest measure of his divine presence. And he become a body wholly filled and flooded, hallelujah, with God himself. You have to be flooded with him. Flooded with his love. Flooded through the experience. Verse 20, now to him who by in consequence of, so we didn't amplify, the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose. Remember I just said purpose. And do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. I still believe that. I still believe that I'm walking in the super abundantly more than I can think or ask or pray for or hope for or dream for. I believe it. And you know what, you guys, y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna remember this day. What day is this? I'm recording on 12/28/2025. This year has been a total roller coaster. If any of y'all live in Virginia, we have King's Dominion, we have Busch Gardens in this area. But every ride I've ever gotten on, eventually it had to come to an end. So we're at the end of this year. I told you guys the first 4 months, it was valleys. Then I had those few months, fell in love. And then, boom, there was a big hill that I had to, was climbing up that hill. And then, back down. But it's not going to be another roller coaster. This ride has to end right here. And I know God has more things and more tests, but not so much tests, more things I have to go through so I can talk about them. But this one right here is over. I'm no longer engaged. So I want to go into 2026 with you guys knowing I hit 10 years at my job, which was a great thing. Have 4 weeks vacation. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Had a record year on my job. Record year on my job. So I'm ending with that. A record year on my job. I'm ending with 4 weeks vacation. I'm ending with that I received from Delta Sigma Theta Suffolk Alumni Chapter Community Partner of the Year. I'm ending with the fact that there is a scholarship now in Dr. Lisa Burrell's name. Hallelujah. I'm ending with that Grace Bible College has ordered me a signet ring to show I'm part of that university. I'm ending with that. I'm ending with that I'm 61 years old and I'm excited and I'm dancing all over the place. I'm ending with that I have gifts and surprises. I'm ending with that many people came to celebrate with me on Friday night. I'm ending with many phone calls and reach outs on yesterday just to say happy birthday. And I see happy birthday as prophetic that it's happening. It's speaking happiness on me. Hallelujah. I'm ending with have a loving family. My sister had an amazing Christmas Eve brunch. Oh my gosh, the family was there. It was absolutely, my sister is the hostess with the mostest. The whole family, Team Robinson. I'm ending with them, ending with the amazing gifts that I receive from my family. I'm ending with that. I had the opportunity to spend the night. Hallelujah. This has not happened, I guess, since I was a kid, since I left home at the age of, 18 and a half. I got to spend Christmas Eve night. I think this is, maybe it happened down here with my sister Mary. I'm not sure, but it's been a long time. Christmas Eve night with my mom. And we was at my son's house and my daughter's house and the two grandbabies. I'm ending with that. I'm ending with being up Christmas morning and watching my grandsons come downstairs and open their gifts. I'm ending with my grandson. Hallelujah. Oh, yesterday, for my birthday, called and sung happy birthday, Mimi. I'm ending with that, my grandson, yesterday, looked at the FaceTime and I thought I wasn't looking good. I kind of tried to cover my face. He said, "You're beautiful, Mimi." I'm ending with my son, his hospitality, my daughter-in-law, Jenny, their hospitality at their house on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and the love my son showed me. I'm ending with those things. I'm ending with, someone sent me flowers to my job, had them delivered to my job. This is actually the first delivery of flowers to my job. I don't know in how long, how many years that they delivered them to me. I think one of my clients did years ago. I'm ending with that. I'm ending with, I have an amazing team that came out and celebrated with me on Friday. I'm ending with that. I'm ending with my sister, how she helped me through this from day one. I'm ending with a dear, dear friend of mine in Alabama that helped me with this from day one. We just call her Lady C. And has been with me through this every day, both of them, since it happened. Every day. Sometimes a couple of times a day, three times a day. Because, see, they knew how to get in the fire with me to help pull me out. And I will be forever grateful and thankful and to all the others that have been praying that knew about it, thank you. All the words of wisdom, all the words of encouragement, thank you. I have a picture of a palm tree at my desk on the wall. I have that picture to remind me, no matter what, I will bend, but I'll never break. Remember, God will always make a way of escape. He will always provide a way of escape. But you gotta choose to take it. No matter what it looks like. No matter what people say. No matter if you're humiliated. No matter if nobody understands. No matter if people judge. You still gotta take it. Thank you all for being with me through this thing. Thank you all for listening . 2026, I'll be more frequent. I'm already planning the Wide Awake Giving Them Flowers now in May. Planning many things for next year. Just had to get through this and put an exclamation point and a period, not a dot, 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 a showing up end of the sentence for 2025. You know, when I was growing up, I used to like roller coasters. My son don't. He don't like rides. I used to really like it, like the thrill of it, going up that hill, taking that dive. But you guys, not anymore. I probably put a roller coaster on the promo of this so people understand when they see it. When I do put it up, please share it with someone. It might help them. They might be in it right now and God is making a way of escape and they just wonder what people gonna think. Share this on your social media if you don't mind. Share it in a text message. Let's get this word out. That's all I'm asking. See, I don't ask for much. I never really do. I never really have. I just ask God. He's providing. My mom is listening. Mom, I'm okay. I'm doing good. Your daughter's strong. Remember Daddy said, Spoto, you're the strongest. Remember he said that, Mama. Because I know you're listening. And I know you're crying because I know you. But I'm good. To all my family, I'm good. For real. Y'all saw me on Christmas Eve. We had a ball. We had a ball. I love y'all. Love y'all, listeners. I'm going to get off here now before I start crying again. I just had to let this go and end it. Fireworks for me is today. Let's go out for the post. It should be up soon. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. As you're going through this week, speak life over yourself. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your neighborhood. Speak life over your enemies. Pray for them. Hallelujah. The key to it all is to speak life now. And Lord, I'm going to keep declaring you will surprise me with your goodness. Hallelujah. For the rest of my life. You guys have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.